Life can feel overwhelming, but on my podcast, From the Heart with Rachel Braithen, we're in it together. Every Friday, a new episode brings you a new story with topics on motherhood, wellness, self-love, and more. Listen to From the Heart with Rachel Braithen wherever you get your podcasts.
Can't beat Kennedy.
Don't even try, homeboy.
You can't beat her.
She's gonna school you, sucker.
You can't beat Kennedy.
You can try, but man,
you can't beat her.
You ain't gonna win.
You're going down.
You think you can, but you can't. Oh, no. Oh, no.
Stop. Game time.
Kennedy, say hey to Bethany from Manchester, New Hampshire.
Hi, Bethany.
Good morning.
Bethany is out right now on her way to pick up the trophies for her soccer league.
Go ahead.
That's right.
Is this adult soccer or kids
Nobody's
soccer?
Nobody's won yet. Kids soccer, yeah. Rec league.
Aww.
All right. Will you kick Kennedy out, please?
See you later, Kennedy.
All right, good luck.
Bend it like Beckham.
Thank you.
Here we go. Yeah. Five trivia questions are all about pop culture. You get more right than Kennedy, you win the cash. If you tie, that's a loss for you. And Kennedy's now over in that soundproof studio and can't hear anything that is happening. Question number one. Rapper Macklemore shouted Blank America during a performance at a pro-Palestine event Saturday night in Seattle. What is the name of Macklemore's breakout song from 2013 that went to number one?
Oh my God.
I'll give you a little hint.
I don't know.
It was about shopping for cheap clothes.
Yeah, the thrift song. The thrift song. Oh God. I don't know what the proper title is, but I remember it was the thrift store song.
Question number two. 382 years ago today in 1642, Harvard held its first commencement ceremony. It was founded in Newtown, a colonial settlement, which is Cambridge today. True or false? Harvard University is the oldest college in America. True or false?
False.
Director Ridley Scott says he already has an idea for Gladiator 3. The sequel comes out in November. In Gladiator, which iconic venue do the games take place in?
The Roman Stadium.
The what?
It's not called the stadium.
I can't.
Help us help you.
Oh, I know. The Coliseum. The Coliseum. The Coliseum.
There you go.
The stadium ruins, Dan.
Yeah.
Famous landmark.
Old Foxborough Stadium.
Yes, it'll be the one.
Usher's X account got completely wiped clean yesterday, and people are wondering if it had something to do with his longtime friendship with Diddy. Usher claims he was hacked. Who does Usher duet with on his song, My Boo?
Is it Alicia Keys?
Questlove will direct a documentary about Earth, Wind, and Fire. In their hit song, September, what night in September do they reference in the opening lyrics?
Do you remember 21st night, September?
Yeah.
Let's get Kennedy back in the studio.
I said it earlier in the show, one of the best songs of all time.
I'm giving her 1.5 for that answer.
Oh, she hit that.
No. All right, Kennedy.
Hi.
Bethany got 3.5 out of 5. One answer she gave so well, I gave her an extra half a point.
Do you think he'll do that when $1,000 is on the line for
Better
a new
not.
Can't Beat Kennedy?
Wait, you added a point? She didn't even get the question half right? You just added a point
because
the way she
answer,
answered?
Correct.
You didn't hear her delivery,
you know what,
Kennedy.
You don't,
let's not argue with the judges.
All right, Bethany. Whatever you say.
These are tough, Kennedy. Ready?
Yeah.
Rapper Macklemore shouted Blank America during a performance at a pro-Palestine event Saturday night in Seattle. What is the name of Macklemore's breakout single from 2013 that went to number one?
Thrift Shop?
Thrift Shop is correct. 1-0. 382 years ago today in 1642, Harvard held its first commencement ceremony. It was founded in Newtown, a colonial settlement, which is Cambridge today. True or false, Harvard University is the oldest college in America.
False. Crap.
Come
I'm
on.
Told it is true.
We're the first and best at everything.
Yeah, I know, but...
1-0. Question number three. Director Ridley Scott says he already has an idea for Gladiator 3. The sequel comes out in November. In Gladiator, which iconic venue do the games take place in?
The Coliseum.
I saw the poster. I was just a little bit disappointed by the poster because they didn't use a Roman numeral 2. It's Gladiator, for God's sake. It's not like... You know,
I mean, that's a fair point.
Rocky 2. It's Gladiator. Use a Roman numeral 2. 2-1. Question number 4.
You pick odd things to get fired up about.
Oh, man.
Usher's ex account got completely wiped clean yesterday. People were wondering if it had something to do with his longtime friendship with Diddy. Usher claims he was hacked. Who does Usher duet on his song My Boo with?
Kelly Rowland? Well, that's the Nelly one, isn't it?
Alicia Keys.
Dang it.
They did it at the Super Bowl.
Dan, I don't remember what I did yesterday.
That's fair. I write them, so it's easier for me. That's fair.
It is 2-2. Question number 5. A chance for you to earn a point and a half here, Kennedy.
Is there?
Oh, there is. Questlove will direct a documentary about Earth, Wind, and Fire in their hit song September. What night in September do they reference in the opening lyrics?
It's the 21st of September.
That is correct. You, in fact, also get a point and a half. Ending up in a 3.5-3.5 tie. Look,
what a barn burner.
Oh,
wow. Down to the wire.
And with a tie, Kennedy gets the win. Unfortunately, you don't get the cash. However, you're not leaving empty-handed, Bethany. You have won yourself a pair of tickets to the sold-out Gold Over America tour on October 6th at the TD Garden. Simone Biles is going to be there. All your favorite stars of the gymnastics world. Tickets are on sale at Ticketmaster.com for the October 7th show. So the October 7th show still has tickets available, but you're going October 6th, okay?
Let's go.
Thank you so much, guys.
You're welcome, Bethany. What do you want to say to Kennedy before you go?
Carson
and Kennedy on Mix 104.1.
Understanding power requires more than headlines. I'm Peter Hamby, host of The Powers That Be, a podcast from Puck examining politics, economics, and media to provide context, analysis, and clarity without sensationalism. We ask how power operates, who benefits, and what's at stake. If you want to move beyond breaking news to deeper understanding, join us on The Powers That Be. New episodes every weekday. Follow The Powers That Be wherever you get your podcasts.